We were in the Ramah in Kufir Beis Halacha Vav. The Mechaber and the Ramah had said, talked about eggs that are mixed into a batter or on top of a batter. But now the Ramah says, V'oisin nilosh shekarim kichlich. And this type of batter, which we call kichlich, which the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Brachos says, is a batter that you make with a lot of eggs in it. Okay, there's a machlokes whether it means it's completely with eggs with no water or it has water, but it's a very eggy batter. Or you mean misika shekar and lekach, or a different kind of sweet thing, which the Ramah there in Hilchos Brachos says, either it's a bread that has a lot of spices or honey, some kind of a cake, a sweet tasting cake. Hey, and bchalal pas, they're considered pas. Uvavakum shenoygim hetter v'pas lo kichavim. And so the kula that we have of that pas palter applies to these things, even though these things are not pas. So therefore they're not included in the halachas of bishlakim, they're included in the kula of pas palter. And therefore, the point here, the chiddush is that even though you don't make hamaritz on these foods, you only make mazonis on these foods, they're considered pas, and you make, and they're in the kula of pas palter. Okay, now the Rama is not telling us is that if you don't hold of the din of pas palter, let's say you like the mechaber to hold of the kula of pas palter, it's considered pas l'chumra also. The chumra being that you won't have the kula of ein oil or shulchan lachem or something like that. Okay, the Rama is telling us for what usually is a kula that this food is considered pas, and therefore it has the kula for the Rama of pas palter. Okay, let's just finish the din because the other part is not.
Why is it considered pas? Only because of a Zionist or because of a Zionist?
I'm getting to it. I'm going to talk about that in a second. I'm going to finish the Ramah just to finish it.
Okay, fine.
I'm going to explain. Yesh mini nilosh, shekarim kichlich. There's another kind of batter that's also called kichlich. So, if you know some al-barzlin, they bake it on steel rods. It's more like, it's sort of like poured onto the thing. It bakes right on a hat, like on a spit. Umoishchun al-barzlin b'shas hafir v'chele oil chazir. And the practice is that they would grease those spits with chalev or with or pig fat. So for those, they're also for a different reason. They're not also because of bishlakim. They're also for because of tarfas. So chenamin the dominican say machal about those things. And the reason why the Rama is bringing here, not only because it's a related din, is because one of the documentaries right is that this din is true, that the first din is true, that you could be mako, is from this, who I forgot who it is, who's bringing this din, about don't eat it because of the trace of it. Dish lakim wouldn't have been a problem, because it would have been considered a pot. That's how the sword came in here. But it's sort of like a side din is to, that this food has they grease the pan, they grease the spits with some kind of a fat, so therefore you shouldn't eat it. Okay. Now, the Beis Yosef for this din is in Kufit Gimel. Okay, and over there, the Beis Yosef brings three shittas. Okay, he brings three different shittas. The first shita is Tashbitz, okay, which I did not see. But the Tashbitz that he brings says that he had a food that was made with flour and honey. And he wasn't sure whether the flour is the ikar or the honey is the ikar. Okay? So at the beginning, he thinks the flour is the ikar of that food. So it's considered a pas kind of a food. Some kind of a cake, I'm guessing, some kind of a cake. And so the pas is considered, it's considered pas, but he says the kula of pas powder is because it's so important to have bread, and it's so hard to get bread from a yid, therefore Chazal will make that pas powder is mutter. Okay? So since the kula is only for cases of great need, there's no great need to eat possible kisnin. The whole kula is only for things that are pas. This stuff which is not pas, they will mat the real pas, but stuff like this, which is not real pas, Chazal would not mat such a fool like that. Okay, so that's what he says. What he's saying is that we have to remember that the kula of pas palter is a kula. You're being let off the hook because there's a doichat, you're stuck, there's nothing to eat. So therefore, that we can only say that for things where you're really stuck. Okay, so when you're really stuck, then you can say that. It's sort of like the shita of the machaber. When you have no other choices, then you can take it. But no one's going to die if they don't eat cake. So let them. So like we say, let them eat bread. You know, okay. Lafuke, you know. So we say, let them eat bread. So you don't have to be stuck and eat cake. You can eat bread. Okay. So there's no kula pas palter. That's what Tashbitz says. Okay. It happens to be there's a side point that he comes out that it's maybe a little to the Ramah. A side point which is that he holds the honey is dicker in that food, so it's not considered a pas. It's in the rules of bishlakim, which makes it mutter. Okay? He says it's mutter. I think it's mutter means because the honey is nechachai. So if the honey is the ikar, it becomes mutter for a side reason.
Or it's not rather shul from malachim.
I don't think we need to say that. It could be, but I don't think we need to say that even because honey is just nechachai. Let's put that on the side. But the point for negiah to us is that when he thought that the flour was the main part of the food, he said that it is considered pas, but even though it's pas, it's not in the cooler pas fountain because who needs it? I mean, bread you need to have, bread and rolls and bagels, but to have cake, that there's no reason to be made. Then he brings a Tysus. He brings it from an ogre, bringing a Tysus, who has two shitas. Sorry. Okay. The first shita is that he had food like this also. Also, a food like this was possible because it means the food, you don't make hamaytzion. And he said, if you don't make hamaytzion on the food, it's not pas. For the rules of what's considered pas and what's considered not pas, it depends on if you make hamaytzion. And if you make hamaytzion, then it's pas. So, you don't make hamaytzion on this food, it's a cake, you make mezonos on it. So, since you make mezonos on it, excuse me, it's not considered pas. So, of course, there's no heter pas balter. Like, I don't have to explain to you why there's no heter pas balter. No heter pas balter because it's not pas. It's in the rules of Bishlak. Okay, and then we go to the regular rules of Bishlakim. It's not Nechachayim, it would be Oilash Lechmachim, so it would be Asr. Okay, that's the first sheet of Tosis. Then Tosis brings a second sheet of, this is Tosis in Be'er. Tosis brings a second sheet of Rabbi Yechiel, who says that since if you would eat enough of this food, and you'd be Kivei Suda, you would make Hamoitzi on it. So it is considered Pas, and since it's considered Pas, it has the Kula of Pas Palter, and therefore it's Mutter, just like Pas Palter.
Not only in the Bracha.
Okay? Well, it's totally in the bracha, but since this food is a hamaytzi food, because if you'd be kavei suda, you wouldn't make hamaytzi on the food. If you ate enough of it, you'd make hamaytzi. So it is in the category of foods called pas, because you'd make hamaytzi on it, and therefore it's included in the
kula. Why would you make hamaytzi? What kind of bread is this?
It's a cake. It's a cake of pas b'avakisin.
That's interesting. The mice pas b'avakisin, it's only one case. We have three sekas.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. Here would be makil. Because it's not going to be pasam b'kisa l'choladeyes.
Right, that's true. That is an interesting point. That we're you make a mistake. The deis that hold that it's not pasam, that it's not mesoynus, hold that it's real pasam. So it means it's in a pasam palter. Right,
yeah.
It's easy.
There's
more. There's more.
You have a cooler pasam palter.
I didn't think of it, but that's true. Okay. So kind of we have three sheets. There's three sheets going on over here. The Tashmis holds that it is pas, but there's no cooler pasam of pasam palter because there's no dracha to eat it, so there's no kula. The first sheet in Tosis holds, it's not a pas. Well, if it's not a pas, then of course it's not pas palter. And the second sheet in Tosis holds that it is pas, and it is included in the kula pas palter. Okay, now when I see the second sheet, the last sheet, it's not so clear what he's saying, but I believe what he's saying. Okay. Now, the first sheet, the Tashmitz, like I said, is sort of in line with what the Machaber had been saying all along, which is that we're only matter it in cases when you really need it. So therefore, for example, the Mechaber holds you only matter in cases when there's nothing else available, no pasi sol available. So the Tashmis is along those lines, it's like a bigger picture, which is like, you never have a doicha to eat cake. You can live without cake, nothing's going to happen to you. So therefore, that's like a bigger picture that says you're never allowed to eat pas palter, which is possible in Kislin, even if there's none available, even if there's no pasi sol available, because just you don't have to eat it all together. Okay? Now, the middle shita, the first sheet of Tosis, is that it is not pas. Okay, it's not clear to me what that shita holds. What is the shita? What's the machlokes between the second shita and the third shita? The second shita says that it's not pas, and the third shita says it is pas. what's the machlokes? Okay, so let's say like this: the third shita that says it is pas is, in a way, the simpler shita to understand. Why? Because in hilchos chala, we have to decide if a food is lechem or it's not lechem, and the din is pas on kisin is lechem. Things that pass, this kind of cakes, you have to be mafresh challah for them. So in those halachas, for other halachas, we do consider this stuff to be pas. I'm not sure what the second day holds. My feeling is that the second day is sort of like a compromise from what the Tashmit said. what I mean is this. The Mechaber holds that you have to judge every time you pick up a piece of pas palter, you have to say, do I need this food? Could I get it someplace else? If I could get pas so, you know, I'll eat it. If the Tashmis says, if it's a food that I'm not so desperate to eat this food because I can eat other foods instead of it, can't eat it either. Okay? And this shita is like sort of like a compromise that maybe you don't have to touch every food one at a time, like the Rambam says. If you pass pasta, you can eat it all the time. But in defining what is pas and what's not pas, that much we take into consideration. I mean, what is the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds pas paltu is mutter all the time because of the doichak. Therefore, they were mutter pas paltu always. It's always mutter. Why would they do that? It's sort of like a lug plug. Once they said it, they said it. But in saying that, you can use a little seichel also and say they, in deciding what is pas and what's not pas, they didn't have to go so far as to include pas havavah kisna into pas also. So the middle shita is, I might be just saying is, you might not, if you have a food, you have pas palta and there's no pas is all available, you could maybe be allowed to eat it. But in defining what is pas and what's not pas, for that we'll say there's no reason to include pas havavah kisna into pas also. So we don't have to remake it. Okay, I'm not sure. I was surprised even that I didn't see more people explaining what the machlokes is in the second and third shita. That's in the simple. Okay.
You want three tases of? Where's the tases of
in there? In big tases of Zion base, I think it is. Bottom and base, right? Bottom and base, I think. If I remember correctly. Begin with the bottom of a... Where am I looking at?
My dog in that one, my dog in over there?
Bottom of a base. I don't remember. It's on bottom of a base. Has Zion base. Okay. The Dark Moshe is in two different places, here and there. And our Rama took the most Mekel Shita of these three. He took the most Mekel Shita. He said that Pas of Kisnan is Pas, and it is has the Kula Pas Pata. Okay? So, there's a side shayla going on over here, which is, the Tashma, as I told you, says that this food is not considered Pas, is considered Pas, but it's not included in the Kula Pas possible kissing. The documentary wants to say that maybe that's only because it was a blue laraka. Okay? He differentiates between a blue laraka and a blue lover. Maybe by blue lover we're more inclined to say that it should be considered pots and not by blue laraka. That shiloh goes on to a shach and a base mayor. Rebelsky was making one.
Well, you'd have the chumra bishul.
Right. Well, it had the chumra bishul, but it has the
pancakes.
Pancakes. Okay, we're getting to pancakes.
I was ready for that because it's on the bottom.
You see them.
No. The halakha with the porn. And the griddle.
Right. So the there's a shayla in the shach and a base meir about that. Okay. So we're not putting that on the side. Okay. Now there's one question just for thought is how come the mechaber doesn't say this thing? Okay. The mechaber brings himself putting the tachbis on the side. He brings tachbis with 2 days on it, where the possible kisser, a food which you don't make hamayitzi on, you only make hamayitzi if you're kaveh suda. And he has 2 days in Tosfos as to whether that food is included in the Kula Pas Palta or it's not included. So a little bit I was surprised that the Mechaber doesn't bring it. Why isn't the Mechaber saying it? I mean, the Beis Yosef happens to be Kufi Gimbal, but bring it here or there, someplace. Say, now maybe I missed it. I don't see that the Shulchan Aruch bringing this in of what's, it seems like a very straightforward question. What is Pas and what's not Pas? It seems like, so one thing the Mechaber said before it was that to be Pas, it has to be from the Chameshes Minidogan, only from those 5 grains. Good, okay. But what about this seems like a very obvious question is do cakes are they included in Pas Palta or they're not included in the Kula Pas Palta? Okay, so at first I thought that the Mechaber maybe is including it in the beginning of the din. Because the Mechaber says if you have a food that has eggs, a bread that has eggs mixed into it, so he says you don't have to worry about fish lakum on the eggs because they're considered tuffle to the bread and they're not fish lakum on. Mm-hmm. Wait a second. If there's eggs in the bread, then that means is the bread might be possible to kiss it. If you put enough eggs into the bread would get a strong taste of egg in it, it would become possible to kiss it. Well, so then forget about whether the egg should have bishlakam on the egg, but doesn't the cake have bishlakam on it? Am I making sense? If you have flour and water, you make hamotzi. If you put other things into it, enough of other things into it, then what happens? It turns into cake. And it becomes mezonos. It has a strong taste of other things. So it says he had bread with eggs mixed into it. And the Mechaber is saying, don't worry about the shalakam on the eggs. Well, wait a second. Well, what about the bread? He's saying, so it's mutter, it's pas palta. But the bread has eggs into it. If it has eggs in it, if it has eggs in it, so then it becomes possible kissing. And the Mechaber is like, as if that's obvious, that's not a problem. Okay, so you'll tell me that. The Mechaber doesn't mean that. Maybe it just had little eggs in it. Right? It doesn't have to have enough eggs.
So what would be the kasha?
I'm trying to say is, why didn't the Mechaber bring this din of whether pas over kisnan is pas or it's pas? Okay. I think he is saying that by the fact that he could say a case that bread with eggs in it, it means to say that that's considered pas also. You don't need to have, even if it had a lot of eggs, it doesn't say how many eggs in it. It could have lots of eggs in it, and it would still be pas over kisnan. Okay? So you might tell me that it's not a riot, because, maybe you just had a little case. So there's a dig. I want to tell you a dig in the documentation. Dr. Moshe says, after he brings these shilas about whether it's pas or it's not pas, whether you have the kula or not, he says, v'gam yesh lumod lahater, mitine nilosh, this is in Kufi Gimel, he's saying this, mitine nilosh, shenispar le'el, simen Kufi Beis. The document says, if you should know, there's a raya lahakel from the din of nilosh, which is back in Kufi Beis. Okay, now, I think that I went through the Torah and Beis Yosef of that, and the only nilosh that's in Kufi Beis, okay, that I could see, is this din, where the Torah says that if you have bread that was nilosh with eggs, there's no bishlakim on the eggs. Okay? So what does he bring the riot from? What's the riot from there to the din of possible kissing? So it would sound like he understood that when the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say that bread mixed with eggs, there's no bishlakim on the eggs, it sort of included in that of course there's no bishlakim on the bread part of it, even though there's lots of egg to it and might have a strong taste to it, which would potentially make it into possible kissing. Okay, so we'll leave it as a question. But the Ramah, which is what we need to know about, is the Ramah says that possible kissing is considered pas and has the kula of pas palta. Okay. Now, there are three, we're using the word pas palta kissing, but there's three kinds of pas, as David mentioned, there's three kinds of pas palta kissing. One is, well, before we get to the examples of it, what's the point, what is the deal of pas palta kissing? Is bread, you make hamaytzi on it. It's a staple food. Bread and rolls and things like that. It's a staple food, you make hamaytzi on it. But bread is not used as a staple. Bread is used as a snack food. It's not being used in its main purpose as a staple food, as a snack, then you don't make the same bracha on it. You make the bracha as mesoinus. If you kavei yisud, I mean you take the snack food and turn it back into a meal food, then you make hamaytzi like it's supposed to be. Okay? Bread is hamaytzi. If you use it as a, if you have a kind of bread that's meant for snacking, it's mesoinus. But if you take that snacking food and turn it back into a meal food, then it goes to hamaytzi.
So, for example, you have those cocktail breads. They're not cocktail bread, though. There's a famous company out there under the OU. They're long, they slice them, they're thin, and they make, you know, canopies with them, and they put little locks on it, and they serve it for hors d'oeuvres.
They're hard. They're cracked.
They're bread. I can make a sandwich.
They're bread-like.
They're soft. They're bread-like. Okay. But the purpose is they're called cocktail breads.
Okay.
And they go ahead and they make it and they serve it at by Schmorgs and everything like that.
No, that's not my regular bread. It's very small. It's all.
But it's made
we have to think about that. That's a good question.
Kevin, what's the mom is made for cocktail?
That's a bagel chip shiloh.
Kevin, what's the soft pretzel?
You know what
I'm talking
about? They had a Tell's dinner.
So what did the Roshiva
say? Rupschlager. Rupschlager.
What did he do?
You kids a hatcher, Rube Schlager.
You know what everyone was doing? They were washing.
Yeah, they
were
washing.
No, they were emptying off the meat.
Yeah, I know, and leaving the bread there. But it's made for cocktails.
It's a good question. Put it on the side. That's a good question. So there's three main, the Shulchan Aruch brings three types of possible kissing, three examples of it. Like David said, there's a machlokes, which one it is. There's three, and we're making about all of that. One is, if the flour and water that are mixed together have something else in there that gives it a strong taste, like it has chocolate or sugar or honey in it that has a strong taste to it, what we would call cake. Okay, so those things are not what you make a staple out of, you use it as a snack. That's one kind of possible kissing. Another kind is that the flour and water itself have a plain, you know, a blander taste to them, but you put something else into it, you filled it, like you made a pie. Okay, it's the second case is pie. So then that's not the way you eat it as a staple food. Okay? And the third case is that you have plain flour and water, and there's nothing else there, but you bake it in such a way that it comes out a brittle and crunchy like a cracker, that's also not used as a staple. Okay?
Pretzel.
So like a pretzel. So those kind of things, those three things, either it's a cake or it's a pie or it's a cracker, those three are examples of things that are possible kissing. You don't usually eat them as food. But what Yanki was mentioning is what happens if you have a thing that doesn't meet one of these three criteria, doesn't meet one of these three, it seems like breadish, but for some other reason it's not used for food. Okay, which was... I'll use that for a staple. Okay, so put that on the side. That's a separate child. It's like Hilchos Brachos. Okay, now, so those, that's a possible kissing. And those, any of those things that say a cake is in the cool of pas palta. Okay. But now, there's two other ways for a food to not be pas also. There's two other ways for food to get out of the din of pas.
So you have to have a tzura?
The first one is that it has to have a tzura toya lechem or teresa din ama. It has to have some kind of a, something that gives us the impression of it being bread-like. Okay? Where does that thing come from? Tosa says that even though pasta is made from plain flour and water, It doesn't have anything else in it. Then it has also a soft, it doesn't have a brittle consistency. And when you cook it, it's you know, it's soft. He says, even so, even if you make a meal out of it, which plenty of people do, even if you make a meal out of it, you don't make hamotzi because it doesn't have teresa in the ham. It doesn't have toyan lecha. It doesn't seem to be bread-like. Okay? He doesn't explain what does he mean, why. I mean, it's true. We all look at it and we say, you know, pasta doesn't look like bread. But what is it about the pasta that makes it not have toyan lecha? That's another hilchos bracha shayla. We'll talk about some examples of it. Okay,
what would be the difference with pizza, for example, in kibbeh sudan? So it also doesn't have a tayar lechem.
So pizza would be considered that it does have, because the dough of it is bread-like. Okay, forget about the sauce. Just the dough of it is very bread-like. I mean, it's cut into a certain shape, but it's basically bread-like, as opposed to a pasta. Right. It has a whole different look to it. Okay, what exactly that means, I can't tell you. Okay, I can't clearly define it. Okay? Okay. So now, but just before we get into some of the examples, you have to remember that when you make pasta out of what's called a blila ova, which is to say the batter that you make is a thick batter, okay? And even in that kind of case where it has a thick batter, it's potentially not considered food, not considered lechem, because it doesn't have a Torah lechem. That is to say, things that have a watery batter, like pancakes, something that are much more watery, or waffles, or sponge cake, much more watery, those are easier to call those not lechem. Okay, but here, the case of Tysus is using, which is pasta, is a thing which is blue oven, and that doesn't stop us. If you take a blue oven and you make it into a thing that doesn't have a tour of lechem, it's still not lechem. That's okay. Okay, so now, an example, I'm going to go through a few examples.
Go by the dough or by the finished product?
By the finished product. It goes by the finished product.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about pasta is cooked, right?
No, we cook it afterwards. When they do it, they just cut it and dry it out.
Okay, that's the second reason. We'll get to that in a second. Okay. We're talking about cooked pasta. That's what we're talking about. Okay, but yes, it's cooked. So now the Magen Avraham,
you gotta cook it.
Not edible. It's not edible.
No, my elbow macaroni is not cooked. Cooked you for the first time?
Yes.
Yes.
The morning of the cooking
you can't eat it. You can't eat it without cooking.
No one will come from.
Why you mention it, it's worth noting, just as a side point, is that there is such a thing as pre-cooked pasta, particularly in lasagna. It's worth mentioning, lasagna is
a pre-cooked.
Yes, it's a child bichon. Yes, it is a child bichon.
It is.
And raw items have more problems with saliva.
Okay.
If it sits around for yashan.
A normal pasta.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk later.
So the Magen Avraham, who explains the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Brachos, says he describes two different foods. Okay, and I'm going to use our kind of words. Kuf Samaches. I'm going to use our kind of words to describe it. He doesn't use these words. He uses some Yiddish words. Okay, I'm going to use our kind of words to describe it. Okay, and he's like this. If you make a batter, you make a product that's of the thickness, be'erach, of what we would like a pancake thickness. Okay, that thing is considered lechem. Now, the Magen Avraham and the Mechaber argue as whether it's always hamotzi or it's only hamotzi if you kaveh suda. Okay, but again, to our point, it's not important to us. Because for us, we consider it pas in either case, whether it's you kaveh suda or you not kaveh suda. That's not important to us. It's in the family of lechem. He says, but if you make it not like that kind of thickness, but paper thin, okay, which in his description is you take this batter and you pour it onto a hot iron, and it spreads out and gets paper thin. He says, that thing, no matter how much you eat of it, you don't make hamotzi. It's not lechem. It doesn't have a Torah lechem. It's so thin, no way that has a Torah lechem.
Egg roll skins.
Okay, so.
Egg roll skins.
So, no, the more.
There is something very, very thin.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Wraps. They're called wraps. Right. That's exactly what I want to talk about. So the wraps, the Magen Avraham says, that they're not considered lechem. No matter what you do with them, they're not considered lechem. I mean, even if you convey a suda, you don't make hamotzi on those kind of foods. And in your nenu, in your bishlakum, what's the gate to us is that that thing, if it is not considered pas, means it's in the rules of bishlakum. If it's in the rules of bishlakum, you don't have the cool of pas pater. You have to treat like bishlakum, it's obviously not nechochai, and you have to judge whether it is or is not oila shochamachim. That's for a different din when we'll get to that. Whether it is or is not oila shochamachim, whether the wraps are oila shochamachim. But it's not pas, because you can't make hamotzi, no matter what you do, you can't make hamotzi in it. So therefore, that's why I introduce you by telling you, even though, now, the case of the Magen Avraham is by case of a blila raka. That's the case he's using to describe as a case of a blue raka. But as I said to you, that's a practicality. Because the case with the din of Tari Lachim comes from is a case of blue lava. Whether you, that's a, in, the fact that it's a blue raka for him is a technicality. It happened, that was the way he did it. You had a blue raka to make a thin thing, you need to have a watery dough.
Why?
Because as I said before, the din of Tari Lachim comes from the din of pasta, which is a, not a blila raka, it's a blila ova. Yeah. The blila ova and raka don't decide whether it should be Tari Lachim or not. Tari Lachim depends, like David said, on the finished product. When the finished product, does it have a Tari Lachim or doesn't have it? Whether the history was a blila raka or blila ova doesn't make a difference. Blila ova can make you Tari Lachim or not. His case happens to have been that was a blila raka, because that would be, for him, the normal way to get a really thin thing is to start up with something very watery. If you start up with something thick, it wouldn't come out thin like that. We have a way of doing that, even with a thick thing, to make a very thin product out of it. But that's, the way I see it, is that it's just a practical thing for him that it was a blila raka. Blila ova could also not have a Tari Lechem. The din of Tari Lechem doesn't depend on whether it has a blila raka. Okay? Okay. Now the... Yes, that's correct. That's why he's arguing from the back. Okay. The another example of this is breakfast cereals. Okay, you could argue about this one. So I'm going to mention even that.
Cheerios.
One. Breakfast cereals, like Cheerios. Where there, the most people say that they do not have Tari Lechem. Okay, that they say is, if pasta doesn't have Tari Lechem, these little pieces like this are also not a Tari Lechem. I'm not sure if it's because they're size or because they're... I'm not, whatever.
You're not specific about cereals. You're not talking about the other ones.
I'm talking about most breakfast cereals. I'm not considering that. Many breakfast cereals don't have Chamishas Minutogon. But the ones that do have Chamishas Minutogon in them are considered, most people say that they do not have a Tari Lechem. Okay, but Rabbi First says...
You retracted.
No. Rabbi First says... I'll correct what he said. Rabbi First says that they do have Tari Lechem. Okay, he does... They do have Tari Lechem. He knows that they're just... I forgot who he said it from, but he said that they do have Tari Lechem and that they're just looking at them. So it's just a little bagel. It's just like a big bagel.
It's Tari Lechem.
Okay, it's Dime Fisher. Like even the little, they're just little bagels.
And they're talking about Cheerios.
Okay, they have Tari Lechem then. Now, but that, and so he used to, that he continues to say that they have Tari Lechem, and he used to say Hamaitzi in them. He said, if they have Tari Lechem, and you convey a Suda, so you make Hamaitzi. He's changed about the last part, but whether you should make Hamaitzi in it, because he says, yes, they have Tari Lechem, but he holds now that they're not baked. And they're only cooked, which is something we'll come into in a second. therefore, he wouldn't make Hamaitzi. Now, he's not making Hamaitzi.
It's
the cereal of...
No. The process is the same. But when it goes on...
Martin Luther King.
It's Wheaties.
It's not. What it is that after it's cooked in liquid, it's cooked as a liquid, it then goes through a warm chamber where it gets its crunchy consistency. And it's up in the air whether that process that it goes through should be treated as a baking process, which is what it used to hold, or treated as a drying process, which is what it holds now.
Why did he change it? Who changed it?
Someone described him the process better, and he used to think that the process was a baking, and he now thinks that the process is just a drying process.
What's the Matisse?
It's a drying.
It's not, there's no clear way to describe it.
Well, what's the difference between drying and baking?
Dry is habitual.
Yeah, right.
What's the criteria that tells you one is drying, one is
baking? Company calls it drying.
Okay, so.
Are they halakha?
Is it regular baked stuff before?
What temperature would you say that this would be drying?
Have you ever been to the company?
Okay, yeah. So.
We're in Battle Creek?
Okay, so in your name, it used to be, and there was a difference. Most people used to hold that it was not. That there was, it could not possibly be a mitzvah that didn't have Tari Lechem.
Right.
And Rabbi First used to hold that it was, in which case he would hold that it has a kula that doesn't need pasta sorrel.
Doesn't need pasta sorrel.
Just
as reactors say,
but
it's possible. Gerson Best showed it to the Dying Fisher.
Okay,
know the history.
Okay, fine. Now, but it happens. So right now, as we stand today, no one that we know of holds it, make hamaitzah in it. That's for us, the crucial criteria is we hold you don't make hamaitzah in it. Most people hold you don't make hamaitzah in it because it doesn't have a Tari Lechem. Rabbi First now holds that it doesn't make hamaitzah in it because it's not baked, which will come into in a second. So therefore, between everybody, we're covered that it does not have the kula pas palter, which means it has the rules of bishlachim. Okay, now for bishlachim, we're off the hook also because it's not only shulchan aruch, So we're off from that side. Okay. But Leim Yonenu, we could have potentially, according to Rabbi first, his old way of thinking, it could have been that the food would be have a kula pas palter or a chumra that during a seris mei tshuva you should need it. Okay, potentially that kula has the chumra that during a seris mei tshuva you maybe should need it.
Or okay. Shabbos.
Or maybe on Shabbos.
Do you know anything about grape nuts?
Is there anything
that different story?
I don't know.
No, because it's Shabbos. Everything else, forget about it. Grape nuts.
Let's talk about it afterwards. Okay. Now, another, a related shaila to small, hard pretzels. Okay? Where there are those who have argued that the small pretzels, that
you said small, the ones?
No, the very small.
The small, like the one that look like a Bible? Like a pretzel, the one that have the houses together,
maybe. Okay, we could use that one.
Or the,
yeah. So the
I like to know what you were talking.
But that they hold that the reason why pasta is actually have tire level because it's so small. Because it's so
small. I thought pasta.
So therefore, since it's because it's so small that it's because that's what does have to. So therefore, a small pretzel would also there are those who hold does not have a tire lechem. Okay, which means is if it doesn't have a Torah lechem, means it can't be hamaitzi, which means is that it's in the rules of bishlach. Okay, again, we're all thought they're not other shachamachem, but for other people who hold that it is that it does have a Torah lechem, even in the small sizes, would say that it's has the kula of pas palter. But again, potentially the chumras of aser shmichuva like that.
Yeah. Why can't you just say if you can use it for lechem mishnah, nobody's going to use Cheerios for lechem mishnah.
Okay.
You define it like that.
That
if you can't use it for lechem mishnah, it's not tari lechem.
If you can't use it for lechem mishnah, well,
what happens if you have a broken challah?
Cake for lechem
challah. No.
You have to use something that's really hamitzi, not passover kisnin.
That's all shy with egg matzos.
So we're trying to say that something that's passover kisnin, like a cake or something like that, even if in certain ways it has such a form that it can't be hamitzi no matter what you do with it. That's what we're trying to judge it. You're coming from a different subject. Okay. The other thing is that it's another kind of food that could not be hamotzi, which is what happens if the food was not baked? Okay, it was never baked, it was only cooked or deep fried.
Right.
Okay, so the Mechaber has 2 days about that in Hilchos Brachos. And the example we use is a donut. Okay, if you deep fry it, so his case is, which is what his case is blila ova and you fry it. So you never baked it, you only fried it. So then there's 2 days in the Mechaber. The Mechaber, I'm gonna go to the Hilchos Brachos for a second. The Mechaber has 2 days, and he says it's therefore better to only eat it during the meal. That's what he says, because since it's a shaila, if it's hamoitzi or mezoinus, he says it's better to only eat it during the meal, so you shouldn't have a stuffing of the brachas. The Rambam says that the minhag is to make a mezoinus on it. Okay, but it's just worth noting in the Hilchos Brachos of it, before you run home and wash, in the Hilchos Brachos of the Mishnah Berurah, a couple of halachas later mentions that if I told you that if you have flour and water with other things, let's say, to make a cake that has a strong taste, it's considered possible to kiss it. The Mishnah Berurah says, not only that, if you have flour and water that are plain, but you fry them in oil to such an extent that they take on a very strong taste, so not only if the oil is mixed into the original batter can it be considered possible to kiss it, but even if the oil comes in during the cooking process, that could also make it into possible to kiss it. So if you have a donut, like most of our donuts, that they have a very strong oily taste to them.
Wontons.
They have a very strong oily taste to them. Those things are considered possible to kiss them. Not even though the batter was plain flour and water. The batter is a very plain batter. It's a very bland batter. But the fact that you deep fry it in oil to a point that it gets a strong oily taste to it, those things are possible to kiss them. In which case, which is most of our donuts, in which case, you don't make, even according to the more machmir shita, you would make a mezonos on any. Okay, so what I'm saying to you, the Mechaber said, it's better to eat it during the meal, is not so negate to most donuts, because most donuts, they're possible kissing, not because of the cooking of it, but because of the oil.
The sugar in the dough anyway?
The sugar in the dough. My impression is that the dough is pretty bland.
Yeah.
That's my impression. I'm not sure. I guess
it's better. A wonton.
Okay.
You fry wontons. It's flour and water. That's it.
Yeah, it's a crunchy little thing.
So it's crunchy, and it gets that tom from the oil.
Okay, so now, for brachas, we're making, the Rambam says, we say, suffer brachas, and we would make a mezonos on it. Okay, so what would you say for hilchos bishlachim?
Okay, what would you say?
Okay, so you're right. We're going to get off the hooks. That's true.
Oh,
No, you're right. Which is, we're lamaisa going to get off the hook. that either it's going to be pas palta and we're going to be safe,
or
we're going to say it's not oil shul kamocha and we're going to be safe also. But would you say, what would you say, is should we consider it pas or should we not consider it pas? In Hilchas Brachos, we say Sachar Brachos Lahokal, and we say that we make a mezonos on it. You don't make chametz on it. Well, so should we say now the opposite minig? Say Savik Bishul Akum Lahokal, and say that it should be considered pas. We're not sure whether this food should it be pas or should it be tafshul. So should we go lahakel on the issur drabbanon and say right? If we have one, there'll be shochem lachem. Should we go lahakel on that and say the cooler here is to say that it's pas. The cooler there is to say that it's not pas. But should we say that no? The cooler here is to say it's pas, or is that like, or are we like doing two things that are sort of opposites or funny, or do we not have a right to say that? Maybe Bishlakim, we shouldn't just be, we're going to see later that something is Bishlakim is lahakel.
Because it's not something that you have a statement on anyways. It's not something that you...
Is that a staple food?
It's not a staple food, so maybe you can go ahead and be...
Okay.
Makel with that. But even though the other machaber was, one of the shittas was, you won't have the kula then of a pas palter there, because he said they only have a kula when it's a staple food, but then it'll come out that it's a din of bishul.
Maybe. Okay, now I have to tell you, just as an aside, Indian donuts, we'll talk about this at a different time, which is, there was a shayla where the donuts should maybe be considered oil shul machum, because they started making mini donuts that were oil shul machum. Okay, but that's really for a different time. It's not this part of the shayla, it's for a different shayla. It's a different din that's...
Sober donuts, a little small sober.
We'll get to it. It's not negated to our shayla. Okay? And there's one thing that I'm not doing, which we'll maybe do next halacha, maybe we'll just ignore it, which is
powdery ones.
One more case is... Those are different. Those are not fried. Okay, but that's another. Is another shiloh, which is bagels, which are cooked and then baked afterwards.
Bagels,
which are the shiloh, whether those are how they fit into this dinner. But also, it's sort of negates this and sort of to the next dinner, or maybe completely.
Do they also make them like that?
We're going to talk
about bagel country.
If we get to
oil first,
of course.
I don't know.
If we
take you for a tour,
Emir Hashem, if we may do it next halacha, we'll see if we do it. Maybe not.
You tell them to the bagels.